We really wanted a house that was rather open, that we could see the garden from every aspect of the house. A house that we could freely walk around, enjoy with pathways and halls and interesting corners. A house, wherever we looked, we would find something interesting. I was also looking for a bold and strong-looking house.
I was not convinced at first. I said, what do you mean a very macho house, you know? And then he said, okay, let me drive you around. We go see the houses. I ended up liking his idea very much.
I came across a design that Carl had done. It was a rather interesting modern design of a Buddhist temple. It had nice bold lines, which I liked, and I took it from there.
In his brief, he did ask that the house has to be balanced with pockets of greenery, and it has to be a fine balance between what's being enclosed and private and what's visible from the public. Got to know the site and realized from the archive drawings it belongs to the house of former President Ong Teng Cheong. We tried to see if we could retain certain aspects of the house. We managed to salvage some of the window grills from the old house, and it's being used as the decorative panel at the main entrance foyer. It's a villa that has different parts of it sitting separately from one another, but yet connected as well. So we wanted this idea of duplicating that and repeating it on multiple layers to have a house that is broken into different blocks in such a way that they are separated but connected by courtyards and water features, and also allow for natural ventilation as well.
I like something that is really open. I like the greenery, the trees, the plants. It's very soothing. It has got a very nice view of the outside, the garden, as well as the rooftops of the area.
Because the shape of the staircase is very organic, and in terms of carpentry, it's very hard to achieve this sort of curve. So we have to make on-site decision and also decide placement of, for some of the handrail as it turns.
It's a lovely spiral staircase which extends all the way from the basement right up to the attic where our master bedroom is. with windows facing the sky garden, you get a beautiful view of this garden. And when the doors, windows are open, it's very nice and breezy.
The sky terrace act as a privacy screen as well as a belt for leisurely activities for the owner, so they can grow their own vegetables or favorite plants.
I'm quite hands-on with the gardening, although we have some gardeners to help. I like to do it myself because they are like my children, the plants.
My favorite spot is really the sky garden sitting out in the balcony. And on a really cool night and clear sky, it's very relaxing just to lounge out there.
My husband loves to sing, and that was one night that we were at the Sky Garden, and it was so cute that my husband started singing some Italian song, and that was so romantic of him.
What I really love is the spirit of this house, all the qualities that I would look for in the house, the interesting corners, the spaciousness, the breeziness and coolness of the house all come together. So it just makes me happy.